A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. When Paul came to Antioch in Pisidia, he said in the synagogue, "My brothers, children of the family of Abraham, and those others among you who are God-fearing, to us this word of salvation has been sent. The inhabitants of Jerusalem and their leaders failed to recognize him, and by condemning him they fulfilled the oracles of the prophets that are read Sabbath after Sabbath. For even though they found no grounds for a death sentence, they asked Pilate to have him put to death. And when they had accomplished all that was written about him, they took him down from the tree and placed him in a tomb. But God raised him from the dead, and for many days he appeared to those who had come up with him from Galilee to Jerusalem. These are now his witnesses before the people. We ourselves are proclaiming this good news to you, that what God promised our fathers, he has brought to fulfillment for us, their children, by raising up Jesus. As it is written in the second psalm, 'You are my son, this day I have begotten you.'" The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. "You are my son, this day I have begotten you. I myself have set up my king on Zion, my holy mountain. I will proclaim the decree of the Lord. The Lord said to me, 'You are my son, this day I have begotten you. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. Ask of me, and I will give you the nations for an inheritance, and the ends of the earth for your possession. You shall rule them with an iron rod. You shall shatter them like an earthen dish. You are my son, this day I have begotten you. And now, O kings, give heed. Take warning, you rulers of the earth. Serve the Lord with fear and rejoice before him. With trembling, rejoice. You are my son, this day I have begotten you." The Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said to his disciples, "Do not let your hearts be troubled. You have faith in God, have faith also in me. In my Father's house there are many dwelling places. If there were not, would I have told you that I'm going to prepare a place for you? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back again and take you to myself, so that where I am you also may be. Where I'm going, you know the way." Thomas said to him, "Master, we do not know where you are going. How can we know the way?" Jesus said to him, "I am the way and the truth and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So here we are again, another "I am" saying from Jesus in the Gospel of John. Today it's, "I am the way, the truth, and the life." Now again, so compare it to, "I'm the good shepherd," "I'm the true vine," "I'm the light of the world," "I'm the living water," so forth, "I'm the gateway for the sheep." "I'm the way, the truth, and the life." I think it's the last one. Well, all of them are profound, but the life, that's the one that kind of strikes me these days. Living in union with Jesus, loving him, serving him, praying with him, trying to discern constantly throughout your day, "Lord, what are you calling me to do?" And then surrendering to him, maybe even sacrificing to him. That is life. That's the fullness of life. That's what these apostles are experiencing. That's why so many people are joining and flocking to the early church, because they realize this is the way to live. All the ways out there are not living. You know, it's like I go walking through Park Ridge and downtown Park Ridge. And I mean, I don't know everyone walking, but I see people out and about, and I see people driving and, you know, driving their fancy cars or walking to Starbucks. And, you know, not to judge them at all, but it's like, those things are okay, but that's not life. Like, are you really living? This is the way, all right, to be in relationship with Christ. You can still go to Starbucks and still have a nice fancy car and, you know, go about your job, but your meaning is found in Jesus. The way, then. So, doing the will of God, that's the way that he leads us to the fullness of life. So as I said, that's why it's important for us to pray all the time, pray every day, again, asking not what I want to do, but, "Lord, what are you calling me to do?" And then to believe that he offers us the truth. It's a challenging and it's a hard truth at times, but what he speaks to us, Jesus, when we pray and when we listen to him, it's what's for our best interest. It's what will give us life, and it's what will help our world survive and live. Okay, we have a lot of voices so supposedly saying, I know the truth, or telling us this is the truth. You know, companies and politicians and movements and trends and all these things. You know, I was surprised to hear, I guess it tells you how out of touch I am, but there's a whole realm of what are called influencers on social media, influencers. And I was reading an article recently that Meta, the company that you know, is the parent company for Facebook, that Mark Zuckerberg, I believe, is the head of, Meta brought together a bunch of influencers for some conference or whatever. So influencers, an influencer is an individual who has a lot of influence on social media through YouTube or Snapchat, Twitter, whatever. So a lot of people listen to them and they follow their advice or wisdom. Not, again, that they're bad people, but they don't have the truth unless it's the Pope, whatever, but unless they're really listening to Jesus Christ. But you want the true truth, something that you can really believe in and give your life to, it's Jesus Christ, the way, the truth, and the life. Amen.